George Shorb Part 3. Professor Swing's Last Sermon. In closing, he quoted from Virgil, "When the mob is throwing stones, if wisdom could appear and speak to them, they would listen and obey." Then the professor added, "We have the mob, would that we had the wisdom." Why not also say, "He made the good and the bad, the wise and the ignorant, and some must therefore always be ignorant, and some bad." In other words, if under existing conditions, some will be poor, woe to him who makes them poor, or who keeps them so. Look at our Negroes. How they rose as soon as their shackles fell. How their minds expanded, and their characters improved, even in the same generations. On the other hand, see how the Indians have been degraded by oppression. Horace happily says, "Our fortunes are like our shoes. If too small, they pinch us, if too large, they trip us." The kingdom of peace and rest, the kingdom of which our fathers knew more than we. Far from the madding crowd's ignoble strife, their sober wishes never learned to stray, along the cool, sequestered veil of life they kept the noiseless tenor of their way. Such a man has lost his soul, so that he has no soul. Nature, when her scorn of a slave is divinest, often flings him a bag of money, saying, "Take that, and away, that is thy doom." Not nature's harshness, man's inhuman greed, is cause of all our wretchedness and need. Professor C. W. Pearson in Methodism. If the church worships money, she will perish with her money. Josiah Strong is high authority on this point, and he declares that if the church persists in her present course, bowing to wealth and caste, she may go on multiplying churches, sending out missionaries, and sowing the earth with Bibles, but her destruction is sure. We need another reformation, one that is based on the golden rule. But to illustrate the power of party spirit, which crucifies the best men and sacrifices the country. They cry, "Give us Barabbas," and crucify Christ. The old fable tells us that the overladen ass entreated the horse to take part of her load. The proud horse kicked the ass and went his way. The ass fell with her load and died. Then the master put the burden on the horse, and laid on the dead ass, besides. It is better to employ people than to support them. Lincoln said, "The Declaration of Independence is a promise to lift the burden from the shoulders of every man." Have we kept that promise? When I was a boy, I heard the Declaration read on the 4th of July, and heard the order declare that this is the land of the free. Yet at that time we held millions of slaves, but we did not think of that. It is well to think. Are we lifting the grievous burden from the shoulders of every man?